Say what you will about the crunch for teaching time in schools, about handwriting being a waste of time when everybody's got a keyboard attached to their fingers. Kitty Burns-Flory's not buying it. In her book Script and Scribble, she says there's no good reason to ditch the handwriting instruction, even with all the arguments to the contrary.
My whole premise is that why do we need to choose one or the other? We don't know what the consequences are of not being able to write legibly. So why not just keep doing it?
Well, I can see an argument for it for a number of reasons. Not least is the art of handwriting, the connection it gives you between your hand and your head and what you're saying.
That's right. And there is some research. There's actually very little research on this subject from either side. But some research does show that kids learn better and remember better when the connection is direct from their brain to their hand, and there's no middleman like a key. Pushing a key is an impersonal thing. The key does part of the work for you. When you have to write a letter, write a series of letters, connect the letters together to make a word, connect the words to make a sentence, your brain is processing that so much better than when you're just pushing keys and the key is doing some of it for you. There seems to be very little definitive research about this, but teachers all, that at least the ones I talk to, seem to feel, you know, it's just anecdotal evidence, but that kids really do. They can concentrate, they can memorize things better when they're connected to a pen.
I think my pleasure is involved in the pens, but I was thinking about the research that I have actually interviewed somebody about, which said that we store information separately, depending on the use of it. So you store a word once as a noun, once as a verb, but you also store it again when you write it as a noun or write it as a verb, or for that matter, speak it as a noun or speak it as a verb. So you're reinforcing the use of something. Mm-hmm. It seems to me it's a strong argument for whether it's handwriting, cursive, or printing, at least a connection between hand, eye, and brain.
Right. And I think it really doesn't matter whether it's cursive handwriting, whether it's beautiful handwriting, whether it's Palmer method. I just think that everybody needs to have a legible script. And my favorite in Script and Scribble, one of the things that I talk about, I came out strongly in favor of, was having kids learn italic writing in school, which is a 16th century, it's a throwback to a 16th century hand. It's a lovely combination of cursive and printing. It's easy, it's fast, it's legible, it's beautiful, it has a history. And that's what I think they should be teaching in schools. But they should be teaching something.
There are also sort of emotional attachments. I used to get letters from my parents. My mother especially wrote in cursive, not particularly readable cursive, although it was a family trait that you could say, I can read Grandma Sally's letter now. When I see her handwriting, I see her.
Mm. Yeah, that's right. It really is a picture of the person who writes it. Because handwriting is not being taught, people aren't being taught to produce it. They can't read it either. So that there's a huge generation of people growing up who won't be able to read, you know, your mother's letters that are stored in the attic, or they won't be able to read manuscripts. They won't be able to read the Declaration of Independence. Somebody will have to type, you know, they'll have to read a typed out version of it. And so there's all this stuff. I have so many things from my own parents, you know, postcards and letters. And my mother kept a diary about my development when I was a little kid, and I kept a diary of my daughter's development. And these are things that my great-great-grandchildren won't be able to read unless they do bring back handwriting.
But on the other hand, I think that there are people who think it's frivolous, that the content is so much more important than the way that the content is conveyed, that it's a waste of time.
There are lots of people who think that, which is why I think that the ones who disagree should really get out there and make their voices heard.
Yeah. What about the other side of this, though? There used to be a joke about doctors' illegible prescription pads, and there's a little danger to that. I'm sort of glad that they use the computer now to make sure that I get the pills I'm supposed to take instead of something else.
True, but there is still, I have a couple of friends in Oregon. Oregon is the center of handwriting. It always has been for some reason. There's a lot of activity there, a lot of courses, a lot of workshops, and a lot of people who teach handwriting. And two friends of mine who have an italic script that they teach that I also talk about in my book, they go around the country giving seminars to doctors who need to improve their handwriting. And doctors can get whatever they call it, you know, continuing credit. They need to be always taking courses to upgrade their skills. And this is something that qualifies if they can learn to write legibly. And I think even now when so much is done on the keyboard, on the computer. There's still times when they need to be able to write, and hospitals are still encouraging them to learn to write legibly.
How do they do that? I mean, it's not just hospitals that are doing that. There are others out there who teach people to fix their writing, aren't there? Have you talked to them about what needs to be done with adults who don't have cursive?
Oh, definitely. There are some websites, there are some books, and there are always workshops and classes being given. It's not that difficult to learn good handwriting. We learned it when we were little kids. How hard could it be? When you're just trying to make it legible, it's really... I think people think of it as being really challenging because their handwriting has either deteriorated or they never really had it. But really, when you sit right down with a pen and a pencil in your hand and you have a competent instructor, in a couple of hours, you can improve your handwriting enormously.
Do you feel better about your handwriting now than you did 5 years ago?
I do. Yes, I do. Before I hate to sound like a—I'm not sure what I hate to sound like, but I really became conscious of my handwriting, and I determined to improve it. And I think now I have a rather interesting handwriting that's basically italic. It's certainly not the gorgeous, flowing, beautiful, curly script that I learned in fourth grade. But yeah, I really do like my handwriting, and I like using it.
What does the Department of Education say about this? Do they care?
I don't know. I don't know. This is something Michelle Obama could get behind, but not that it's up there with obesity, but, you know, it's not nothing. It would be great if some public figure really did put some muscle behind this and make people aware that we're losing something that really should not be lost, that's valuable, that's part of our heritage, that's part of our family history. You know, we've got stuff in the attic. These are not things that should be lost.
Kitty Burns-Flory is a novelist, a handwriting advocate, and the author of Script and Scribble.